What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Well, hello, and it's Thursday, March 31st, 2022, and obviously I'm not Mike. What I would like to tell you is that I am Roger Landry, and I'm sitting in for Mike. Mike and I had a discussion a little earlier today, and he did ask me to convey to you, his valued audience, his eagerness to return to this seat as soon as possible. And this was relayed to me with emphasis. So obviously, he misses you, obviously, as much as you guys miss him. And I can understand that. Please let me start off by doing something I like to do at the beginning of every show. I want to thank RBN for the platform. What most people don't understand is that Roger, just like Mike, we tell the truth, and we tell the truth in a blatant fashion in a lot of cases. And there aren't a whole lot of platforms out there that would put up with the truth nowadays. Now, that may sound stark, and it may sound a little on the ridiculous side, but just go to Facebook and try telling the truth about vaccines, or try telling the truth, and I could go on and on. RBN is a valued platform. Tell your friends about it. Please get the word out. This is where people need to go to find out what's actually happening. Okay. I'd like to start off again with something, because I don't know how many of you listening to the show today have, I don't know, followed the Liberty Beacon Project or follow my show, which is TLB Talk Radio, and that's on Sundays from 12 to 1 Central. So if you haven't, let me tell you a little bit about the project. Let me tell you a little bit about me and why I'm doing this at all. Okay, so here's a bit of a background. TLB Project has four global news websites. When I say global news websites, I don't mean websites set up in America talking about other countries in our opinion. We have, for instance, a website set up in Paris, France, run by a director who lives in Paris, France, called Europe Reloaded. We have a website set up in the UK called UK Reloaded, run by a director who lives in the UK. So you can understand what I'm saying what I mean when I'm saying global websites. Again, four global websites, one science/health website, which is in the garage being upgraded right now, and a brand new website called TLB Talk, which is a social media website that actually lets you talk. Yes, it does. And that's tlvtalk.com. And it's getting a very good reception. It's something that most people aren't used to because they can actually say what they want to say. All right. Again, I also have a weekly show on RBN, and it is TLV Talk Radio. Look, I discuss a lot of the same topics that Mike does. Before I had my discussion with Mike earlier today, I had never talked to Mike. I haven't even had a chance to listen to any of Mike's shows. And I couldn't go to his website because obviously you know that's being worked on at this point. So my discussion with Mike put a huge smile on my face. When I told him the things that mattered to me, the things that I thought you people needed to understand, what he said to me was, Roger, that's what I talk about. Okay, so the difference between Mike and I is not so much what we cover, it's how we cover it. I use a little bit more emphasis than Mike does, and anybody who's listened to TLB Talk Radio knows that when Roger is angry, there's no doubt in your mind Roger is angry. It's not really something that you can miss. Please understand that I am not Michael. I will not pretend to be Michael. But the good thing is, again, we do think a lot alike, and we do have basically the same goals for this type of platform. As you'll find out, our method of delivery, again, is not the same. I often use more emphasis, and you can already hear it. I tend to raise my voice, but I only do it when I feel that that's a necessary emphasis. This is my style. It's never choreographed. This is who I am. And no, I'm not an Alex Jones wannabe. But I will try to refrain as much as possible today because your host doesn't deliver this way. And I don't want anybody here to be uncomfortable. So every once in a while, you're going to hear a spark, but hopefully there won't be any flames. Okay. everything I'm about to tell you, because I'm going to do a synopsis of what the hell is going on in America and the world today. Everything I'm about to tell you can be found on the libertybeacon.com. That is our flagship website. And it is all related to TLB Talk Radio episodes, number 8, number 9, and number 10. So you can go to the libertybeacon.com and you can find videos and links for everything I'm about to go over. And if you have any issues with that, you can get a hold of me and I will make sure that information is put right in your lap. I'm not one who exaggerates. I'm not one who gives false anything. And I don't believe in fear porn. So the credibility I have built up over 14 years of doing this, yes, 14 years, is based on the fact that people do check up on me. Let me give you a little bit of a hint of who I am, though. My experience with the world comes from the fact that I spent 8 years in the nuclear submarine fleet as an electronics technician / sonar technician. After which I spent about 21 and a half years working for Raytheon Services Company. Yes, I worked for the military industrial complex. And what was I doing? I was facilitating DOD contracts. 80% of every year I was out of the country. I've got well over 1 million air miles. I know what the globe thinks of us. I know exactly where we stand in most people's eyes. And to this day, I have contacts across the planet. Some of them even work for the Liberty Beacon Project. So I don't come at this as a novice. I don't come at this as somebody who just tells you what he sees that someone else wrote or research someone else did. Granted, I haven't been to a lot of these countries in 10, 15, 20 years. But with the contacts I do have, I do keep up to date. I do keep in time with a lot of the individuals who really do know what's going on in their countries or their parts of the globe. So the first part of this discussion today, and we're going to run this like Mike usually does, where there's no calls until the second hour. We might have to go till the first break in the second hour after the first break. I have a lot of information to put out. I have a synopsis of a lot of information, and I'm hoping that everybody, again, can really dig into this, because the world we live in today is unlike, I'm 67 years old. I've never seen anything like this. And if anybody here has, I'd like to know, because you were obviously alive during World War II. And even then, the prospects for the globe weren't as bad as they actually are today. So the first part of this article, the first part of this show is, what the hell is happening to America? And again, that's exactly what I mean. It's time to discuss how we got here and where we're heading. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in America today is but a dream. It's a dream of days gone by. But we better wake up or it will surely never return. And don't call me unpatriotic because I'm saying this. Stop and think about what patriotic means. If there is tyranny in your country, if you can't do things that we could do 10 years ago, if your children are suffering things they never suffered before, then it's not being unpatriotic to speak up about these things. I don't care if you're hurting the feelings of politician somewhere. It is your duty as a patriot to speak up about these things. This is what I found out after I stopped working for the military industrial complex. When I looked back in the rearview mirror and saw where I had been and what I had been doing. Okay, what is this all about? Why is there so much chaos on the planet today? I'm going to tell you something that most of you probably won't believe, but it is the truth. If you do enough research, you have to come to this conclusion. Right after World War II, the elites got together and they decided that America had to be milked for everything they could get from her. Why? During World War II, America was the most productive nation anybody had ever seen in any time on this entire planet. At one point during World War II, the United States was outproducing every nation on the planet combined. So the elites knew we were the cowboys of the world. They knew that we were cocky. They knew that we were sure of ourselves. They knew we were loudmouthed, and they knew that we were good. So what did they have to do? They had to milk us for everything they could and then bring us to our knees. Why does Rogers say they had to bring us to our knees? Because global governance has been in the elite's mind for several centuries, not decades, okay? Not generations, not years, not weeks, not months. For several centuries, bringing the entire planet under a single rule has been their mission. But this is the closest they could come to it. After World War II, they had to milk America dry and bring her to her knees. Okay, that sounds a little strange right now, so let's fill in a few of the blanks, okay? This finally went into overdrive, and it started happening right after World War II, but it didn't really go into overdrive until the Obama years. This was all about hope and change. But the hope part took a distant back seat with the ever-increasing focus on, change. He weakened our military. He screwed up our healthcare system, Obamacare. He weakened our economy. He messed with our children's education system. He brought programmed ignorance into overdrive. And that's just for starters. Obama was supposed to be followed by Hillary to complete what he started, bringing America to her knees for the globalist elites. If you take a look at the economy, if you take a look at healthcare, if you take a look at the education system under Obama, when he got out of office, all of them looked like they had fallen off a cliff. Hillary was supposed to get into office to finish what Obama had started. That was her purpose. That is why she had to win. But she didn't. See, they seriously underestimated several things, all right? They underestimated the people's dislike for Hillary and their like for Donald Trump. I don't care whether you think he's a clown, whether you think he's a loudmouth. The guy managed to do more for this country in 4 years while under constant attack by his own government than just about any president in modern history. But he wasn't supposed to be there. He was not supposed to be there. And he suffered an overabundance of tyranny like we've never seen. Oh, gee, Russiagate. Oh, gee, two impeachments. Oh, gee, everything he did, his own government tried to stab him in the back, even though we, the people, put him there because we wanted to see him make America great again. And in a lot of fashions, after Obama, that's what he did. Even under constant fire and constantly being stabbed in the back by his own government. Okay? That failing was absolutely needed to ensure the failing of the government against Trump was needed to be absolutely sure to ensure that Trump was not reelected, come hook or crook. And that's what it came to. I don't care who you are. Do a little research. You will find out that the election was so crooked in 2020. It's insane. Today we're getting, look, go to the Liberty Beacon. In the last 2 weeks, we've gotten more articles saying, well, the state, you know, whatever is going to take a look into this because, yeah, kind of figures that the voting in 2020 wasn't exactly the way it should have been. This is popping up all over the place, just like all of a sudden Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden's laptop is popping up all over the place. So we do know they had to win it by hook or crook. Hillary had to get in there and finish the job, because if Trump was allowed another 4 years, he would set back an elitist agenda so far they weren't sure how long it would take him to recover from it. Joe Bob in the White House is the result of the scenario I just discussed. And now the scenario goes into hyperdrive. It was in overdrive while Obama was in. It was in neutral or sliding backwards while Trump was in. Now it had to go into hyperdrive. Why did they need to get Joe Bob in? What the elite have with Joe Bob is a perfect mechanism, the perfect puppet to accomplish what was already supposed to have been done if hated Hillary had actually won, completing the destruction of America was put into high speed when Joe Bob took the office. So let's get into a little bit about what, and no, I don't say President Biden, and it hurt me even to say that. I call him Joe Bob, and if that hurts anybody's feelings, I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm not. I'm not going to apologize for that. But let's go over a little bit of number 46's Joe Bob's accomplishment. As Commander-in-Chief, he has overseen the trans, T-R-A-N-S, trans formation of our military. Okay? Yeah. Today, if you're in the Army and you don't want to be like a man, you want to be like a woman, you can be. Tell me what that does for fighting readiness. He has pulled, well, everybody knows this. Everybody is disgusted by it. And if you're not, you're a fool. He pulled us out of Afghanistan, leaving Americans and military equipment behind while blindsiding and literally pissing off our most trusted allies. So what has he done? He's made America's military weak. He's taken the faith that our allies had in us, and he's knocked that to its knees. He took us from energy independence for the first time, and I can't remember how long, because Obama really tried to destroy that, to having to rely on the likes of Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, OPEC, for what we could have produced ourselves. Reducing America, him, to begging, and we got the middle finger, for OPEC's increased production to meet our needs, not opening back up the pipeline. Not increasing production in American oil and gas fields, but begging OPEC to increase production, putting us at their mercy. Again, he weakens America in the eyes of the world. This is intentional. He forced destructive mandates, yeah, against a jab that's already proven to do far more harm than any possible good, causing the decimation of our healthcare system. You're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a healthcare worker, you won't take the jab. And most of these people actually know the dangers of this jab. They know. But if you don't take that jab, you ain't got a job. What ends up by happening? They want to live. They don't want to be crippled for life. So it cripples the healthcare system. And far too many government workers and workers in the private sector go through the same scenario if they're employed by woke companies. Woke companies who are Democrats, who follow the liberal fashion. And we're going to get into that a little bit more. His mandates are also responsible for a massive supply chain disruption that started, well, it didn't actually start, it exacerbated what we are seeing for inflation today. His spending programs are responsible for inflation that has suppressed a 40-year high with a reported 8%. Let me tell you something. That's a freaking lie. When gas prices go from $2.50 a gallon to over $7 a gallon, you tell me how that's an 8% increase. When the cost of beef goes from $1.50 a pound to $6.15 a pound, you tell me how that's an 8% increase. Again, just another example of the government programming your ignorance. You're going to go around telling everybody, well, it's been worse than 8% in this country before and we survived. If it was only 8%, we probably would. It's double digit at the least. But you're not going to hear that. Why? Because it's not in their agenda. He has backed and promoted voting laws and regulations that would make our founders weep or roll over in their graves. Laws that would enhance illegals to voting and mail-in fraud voting. Why? Because in order to maintain power, especially if you are every single day becoming more and more and more hated or more and more and more, I don't know, disliked, you have to have a mechanism in place to ensure that you can in fact win. We'll be back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever
since. All right, I got to tell you something. If you listen to the last two commercials, all the way up until the end of the RBN commercial where they ask you to donate, and I'm going to reiterate that again, I absolutely love the platform because they give me a platform, and that's tough. It really is, and they are outstanding. So if you take a look, listen to the message of both of those commercials, they're pretty much reiterating everything I'm telling you right now, but you can only say so much in a one-minute commercial. So let's pick up where we left off, inflation. Let's go to the next point. He is allowing concerned parents to be classified, listen to me, as domestic terrorists by the DOJ because of their concerns for their children and the massively biased and racially motivated crap being stuffed down our children's throat, critical race theory. Yes, parents in America, because they are concerned about their children, can now be classified as, yeah, domestic terrorists. And that's just a short list, the list I gave you. Today, the following is far closer to reality even than any point in American history. Here's another short list. What am I talking about? We are poorer as citizens while the oligarchs are richer, and that accelerates. Parents feel tyrannical fear, tyrannical impositions on their rights to be parents. America is over $31 trillion in debt, and that number is screaming up. Our allies no longer trust us as far as they can see us, and I don't blame them. Remember who spent 20-something years traveling the world 80% of every year. Do I know better than most people? You're damn right I do. Our allies no longer trust us as far as they can see us, and I don't blame them. We are far less feared by our enemies, making this country more vulnerable. That's an absolute fact. We are energy dependent, once again, at a time when it will do this country the most harm. Our health as a nation is tanking while destructive vaccinations are still in use and you're being coerced or forced into taking them. Our freedom is at the whim of a progressive elite who actually run America. Our First Amendment rights, listen to me, are just about extinct and getting worse daily. And again, this is just a short list. This is the very short list. All of this has happened in less than 1.5 years. This is Joe Biden's legacy so far. Will America survive another 2.5 years, or will the mission of the global elite finally come to fruition? Will America finally be brought to her knees, allowing for true global government? The Great Reset, the New World Order. Some of us have been hearing about that for over a decade. And we have been talking about it. It wasn't a joke. We were called conspiracy theorists. But if you look around today, look at all of the things that are adding up around you. Education system on its butt. Healthcare system on its butt. Military on its butt. Financial ruination of the United States. Our allies no longer care to be our allies, and our enemies are emboldened by the actions of a president who can't even put 5 coherent words together in a sentence. Now, anybody here who thinks that this is Joe Bob's fault, you're wrong. It's not. He doesn't have the mental capacity to run his own family, never mind the most powerful and the most economically sound, at least up until now, country the planet has ever seen. He cannot do it. I started this off by telling you he was the perfect puppet. He was the perfect puppet to overcome what Trump had done. Trump was never supposed to be there. Hillary, by now, would have us on our knees, and her last 2.5 years would have been to make sure we stayed there. You see, the elites knew one thing for sure. As long as the American cowboys were standing on their feet and cocky as hell, there would not be a true global governance. They knew that to be a fact, and they were right. So if you take a look around you, you are seeing the culmination of more disasters than you have ever seen in the history of this planet at one time. Not little ones, major disasters. Major disasters. One right after the other, right after the other, or running simultaneously. What is their intention? Focus on America, bring her to her knees. Once you've done that, the Great Reset, the New World Order can and will happen. The only thing in between that and this is you and me. So that is the first scenario. This is the first segment of today's show. The second segment is America is going to hell in a handbasket. I'm not joking. First off, let me define what going to hell in a handbasket means. It means to deteriorate rapidly. Look it up in the dictionary. That's exactly what it means. Be back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
All right, I'd like, excuse me, I'd like to say something. The TLB Talk commercial you just heard. John and I were friends. John even came up from Texas on one weekend just to look me in the eye and shake my hand so that he could get a feel for who I really was. John actually worked with us to put together TLB Talk, and when he asked me if I would give him a write-up because he was going to make up a commercial, I was very, very pleased, and that's the result. And every time I hear it, I remember John. John Stadtmiller, to me, was a friend and a patriot and somebody that, again, every time I hear that commercial, I think of John's contribution to TLB Talk. If you haven't been there, give it a shot. I'm not going to ask you for money. I'm not going to ask you for anything other than go and take a look and judge for yourself. If John thought it was worth even making up a commercial so that it could be promoted, obviously, he thought it was a worthwhile project. So do I, and I am the founder and the managing director of TLB Project. So let's get back to where we were. America's going to hell in a handbasket. The actual definition, if you go to the dictionary, is to deteriorate rapidly. And This is all by design. All right? This is something we've already discussed, but let's go a little further. Klaus Schwab, founder of the World Economic Forum, WEF, and Vladimir Putin have been seen together on multiple occasions. Everybody says, well, yeah, you can be seen with just about anybody. That doesn't mean much. Let me explain something to you. If you are that dead set against anybody's, I don't know, motivations, the last thing you want is to be seen shaking their hand or hugging them or sitting next to them and smiling and having a conversation. Just put that in your hat. I'm not going to take it any deeper than that and think about it, okay? This is Vladimir Putin and Klaus Schwab. Who's Klaus Schwab? Anybody listening to this show more than likely knows. If you don't, stop and think about the global reset. Stop and think about the things we just talked about. Okay? The New World Order. Klaus Schwab is literally the representative of that caste. But if you truly wish to hide something tyrannical and global, you need confusion, fear, misdirection, redirection on a scale only seen in global catastrophes. And that's something else we'll get into a little bit later, but I wanted to make that point now. And yes, I'm going to explain something anybody who's ever listened to my show probably already knows. I'm going to talk about door number one, door number two, and door number three. And now I'm hoping a lot of you remember an older game show where when it came time to pick a prize, you picked a door. And one of them may have a car behind it where the other two had, yeah, it was okay. It wasn't much, but you got something anyway. So it was door number one that grabbed your attention, door number two or door number three. I'm not going to tell you what door number one is right now because that's the main door. Let's go straight to door number two. And remember what I said, if you wished to hide something tyrannical and global, you need confusion, fear, misdirection, and redirection on a scale only seen in global catastrophes. What's door number two? Ukraine. Let's break it down. If Russia was half the military threat, we are being told this would already be over. Remember what Roger did for a living. He worked for the military-industrial complex. My entire life was spent around military strength and effectiveness. Let me read this again. And yes, this is a talking point. If Russia was half the military threat, we are being told this would all be over in Ukraine. And it's not even close. Does Russia have the equipment? Yes, they do. Then what don't they have? Russia in-field support is a disaster at best. Russia does not seem to have the trained support, including in-field repair, replacement parts, and trained technicians to support the forward movement of its strike force, leaving many tanks, trucks, and other mobile strike weapons abandoned in the field. These guys are running out of gas, and because there's nobody supplying them with gas, they're getting up and leaving their tanks and running off into the woods. That's not a joke. You can go to YouTube of all places and find that out. You can go to the Liberty Beacon and find that out. And when Mike's new website is up and running, you can go to his website, and I'm sure you can find that out. Russian logistics, including supply lines, food, ammunition, and replacement parts, are a serious and growing issue for the forward motion of their ground forces and their mobile forces, to the point where Ukraine, which is not... Number 22, there's a rating system each year that goes up for these for every country that has a military that's worth rating. There's only 142 countries rated because there are some countries out there whose military the Boy Scouts would embarrass. All right? So Putin is getting desperate, and he's using things like hypersonic missiles against Ukraine, showing his hand to the USA and NATO in a fashion he didn't think he would have to do. He didn't think he would have to. He thought his ground forces were going to roll right through. I'm going to use a word from days of old, in a blitzkrieg, and literally take Ukraine to its knees. It's not happening. Okay? It's not even close to happening. I'm going to tell you right now, the ranking for global firepower, United States number one, All right, Russia number two, China number three. Out of 142, the Ukraine is 22. That's not bad. They're not pushovers. I don't know why Putin expected to roll right through there, but it didn't happen. All right, it's called the annual global firepower ranking. You can put that in a search engine and come up with it. It will show you the Ukraine is number 22 out of 142 nations. So they're not defenseless. Russian tanks and vehicles are being abandoned due to missile hits, lack of fuel, and lack of spare parts. Russian troops are abandoning their station, as I said, and fleeing into the woods simply because there's nobody to put gas in the tank. So they're a sitting duck. For what? For all of the shoulder-fired anti-tank missiles that Ukraine has received from allied nations across the planet. Okay? Russian troops are asking Ukraine locals for food after bombing their hospitals, their children's shelters, and their communities, and even looting their stores and their shops. Listen to me. I started this off by saying Russian troops are asking Ukraine locals for food. They're not even getting food from their supply lines. They're having to go to what they don't consider, but they've been told are their enemies, to get food to eat. Russian troop morale is in the pits. Calling home, some of them, there's actually recordings of this. Yes, there are recordings. And what are they saying? In their own words, one little sentence, why the hell are we here? That's what this is what they're saying to their parents on their cell phones. Russian generals are pushing back, leading to house arrest. There's at least a half a dozen high-ranking Russian generals under house arrest, including the National Guard general, the National Guard of Russia. Now, a couple of days ago, he was under house arrest. He may not be today, but why would you ever put him under house arrest to start with? Putin has announced the possible need for a government purge, Soviet Union style. After peace talks promised to back off from the Ukraine capital over the last 2 days, they haven't. As a matter of fact, if anything, they've stepped up. So now we have a couple of things to see here, okay? Russia has the equipment to do what they wanted to do, but it's not happening. They're the second most powerful nation on the planet when it comes to military. And this is a ranking that's done every single year, okay? Their troops are not trained well. Their supply lines are the absolute pits. Their generals are saying to him, why are we even doing this? Why are you letting our military be decimated? And they're being put under house arrest, including the National Guard general. And Putin is talking about a purge of his own politicians and military. None of this is a joke. None of this is a lie. None of it is bullcrap, and none of it is fear porn. These are all facts you can find out yourself if you do a little bit of digging, which is all Roger does. Roger hasn't had a day off in over a dozen years, not even a sick day. I research, I work on this network every single day for 12 years straight. Do I know what I'm talking about? Not 100% of the time, but at least 99.999% of the time. Nobody's perfect. Otherwise, I'd be God, and I'll never claim to be that. I'm not. So that's door number two. What's door number three? Here's door number three. Door number three is Russia. Ukraine is door number two. The debacle here would be, the next debacle would be China, Taiwan. We're already starting to hear stuff about that. I'm not going to go into that too deep because it hasn't happened yet. But understand this. If the Ukraine was rated 22 out of 142 nations in firepower, Taiwan is rated 21. They're one above the Ukraine. So stop and think of that. If China attacks Taiwan, it's basically akin to trying to grab a hold of and hug a porcupine. Not kidding. And who has promised to come to Taiwan's defense? The United States, Japan, Australia, the Philippines, and the list goes on. Okay, that's door number three. There may possibly be a door number four, and we'll just barely touch on this. Door number four would probably be Biden's impeachment. What are we seeing coming out now? Look at me. We're talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. Anybody who doesn't understand that some of the stuff on that laptop that was reported back in 2020 proves unequivocally that Joe Biden is compromised. He is in no position to be sitting in the presidency. He isn't. And the fact that our people know that, our intelligence agencies, the FBI, know this, because although they're saying they can't find the laptop, you know damn right well they've had it for 3 years, and they've looked at everything on it, including pornographic images of his son with minors. Where did this happen? In China. So anybody here seem to think for 1 second that China doesn't hold a big stick over Biden's head? If you think that, you're an idiot. They do. The Ukrainians, the Russians, the Chinese, U.S. Intel, and the FBI all hold sway over Biden. And all of this stuff is starting to come out into the open. So the impeachment of Biden may be an inevitability as soon as November 2022. Because if you think that the Republicans aren't going to make massive gains, you're really, really hiding under a rock somewhere. Okay, these are the three drastic things that are either happening or about to happen. This is the misdirection or redirection I've been telling you about. Could and should the Russians have walked right into Ukraine and taken it over? They could have, they should have, it didn't happen. Why? Why has it been prolonged? Why has it drawn so much of our attention? Why are they already talking about China and Taiwan? Why is Hunter Biden's laptop, even though they hid it, they buried it, absolutely buried it, until he was in office and safely in office, and now all of a sudden it's coming out? CNN is talking about it? Oh, wait a minute, what did Roger just say? CNN is literally beating Hunter Biden to a pulp. That should never happen, but it is. So these are the massive redirections and misdirections that are keeping your attention from what you should be seeing. So what's door number one? Because we went to door number two, door number three, and a possible door number four. What's door number one? What is all of this drawing our attention away from? Door number one are global vaccines. And anybody who thinks I'm kidding, I'm not. Remember the massive amount of research I do. I've done thousands of radio/podcast shows. I've written several thousand articles, enough articles to fill up a set of encyclopedias. Not joking, not exaggerating, not kidding, in 14 years. Door number one is COVID-19 vaccines. Okay? People ask me constantly, why do you keep tying everything to these vaccines? How much of the Ukrainian military has been vaccinated? 95%. How much of the Russian military has been vaccinated? 90 to 92%. How much of the United States has either been vaccinated or they've been forced out of the military? A massive amount. I don't have an exact number, but I've been told it's at least 80 to 85%. When these vaccines have the massive destructive power that they do, and we'll get into that a little later, why the heck would you give it to your military knowing that the actual COVID-19 has the knockdown power of 0.02%, and for children, 0.002%? The flu has that much knockdown power. Why would you put a massive stress, coercion on your entire military to take something that could either kill them or cripple them for life and decimate your military? Why would you do that? But it's being done. You've all heard it. You've all seen it. All right? Okay. Why are those who are vaccinated dying at higher numbers than any other demographic right now? How many of you know that? You're not allowed to know that. They won't tell you that on Facebook. They won't tell you that on YouTube. They won't tell you that on Twitter. They won't tell you that on, I could go on and on. But this is a fact. I would tell you right now that people who have had COVID-19, more of them are dying that are fully vaccinated than are ever dying from COVID-19. That sounds like a lie, Roger. That sounds like you're just, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, Roger, except I do. What about Israel? Most vaccinated country on the planet, and a massive majority of those dying or seriously sick in the hospitals today are fully vaccinated. Not a joke. Do a little research. Why? And with all of this, you're still being forced or coerced to take the most destructive pharmaceutical product in the history of mankind. No, I'm not joking. Do you know what VAIDS is? Talk about that on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
All right. Let me finish up this segment. We can get to the last segment here because it looks like I may have to go up to the first break on the second hour and then start taking questions simply because I've got so much to put out. What you're hearing here And yes, it seems like every time I do a show, I end up by throwing a few coughs out. So please excuse me for that. It's the message that's important. What we're doing is we're synopsizing a lot of information here, and we're putting it into context so people understand, why did this happen? Why did this happen? How come this is happening? And how are they all connected? We're playing connected dots on a level most people really can't understand until they actually hear it. Right before the break, I ask you, how many of you knew what VAIDS is? V-A-I-D-S. That's AIDS with a V. That is vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. It's AIDS being caused by vaccines. I'm not joking. I'm not guessing. This is an absolute fact. And in the next segment, okay, which is coming up right about now, we're going to talk about that just a little bit more. And what will VAIDS do? What will it do to your system? Remember, how many people on this entire planet have been vaccinated? This is the first time that something with the knockdown power of a bad year's flu has been issued to the entire population of the planet. Again, the title of this section was "The World is Going to Hell in a Handbasket." Anybody who thinks from what you've just heard that that's an overstatement, my God, I don't know what you were listening to. All right, let's go into the next segment and the last segment. And it's called Healthcare Gone Fatal. Let me repeat that. Healthcare Gone Fatal. We're done talking about door number two, door number three, and door number four. Why? Those are distractions. When in the last point in history on this planet has so much happened to freak out so many people on a continuous basis at the level we're seeing it at? This has never happened in the history of this planet. This is what is forcing us into what we call the Great Reset. And in order to do that, the Georgia Guidestones say we need to keep humanity below 500 million in tune with nature. There's 8 billion of us. So if you start killing off humanity, one of the things you've got to do while you make sure every last person out there has taken a vaccine that you could possibly get to take one is to misdirect or redirect. You have to have so many disasters going on around them that that's the last thing they focus on or think about. What you're not understanding is that's not the biggest catastrophe going on across the planet. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.